3. What is NHS England consulting on? As set out in Section 1, sugar-sweetened beverages are a leading cause of obesity. We are therefore minded to introduce a measure over and above the initiatives described in Section 2 to reduce the sale of sugar-sweetened beverages on NHS premises. In choosing a measure, we will principally be influenced by the likely reduction in the volume of sales of these drinks. However, we will additionally take into account the following criteria. A. How practicable the policy would be to implement. B. Any wider impact on the health and well-being of NHS staff, patients and visitors. And C. A consistent national approach across NHS providers. An initial exploratory consultation via the NHS standard contract proposed two options: the introduction of a fee for vendors of sugar-sweetened drinks on NHS premises, and the introduction of an NHS sugar levy. NHS England has taken account of feedback in its initial decision-making and is now opening a formal consultation that includes two potential options and invites the proposal of further alternative measures. Our current thinking is that we should concentrate the policy on NHS trusts and foundation trusts, which account for the great majority of sales of SSBs from premises where NHS services are being provided. This is rather than attempting to affect the much smaller volumes of sales on, say, the premises of general practices or providers of NHS-funded services from the independent or voluntary sectors. This is, at least in part, due to the fact that very few general practices have large outlets for selling sugar-sweetened beverages. We are also minded that the most appropriate approach to implementing new proposals would be to do so through the NHS standard contract. This is the national contract published by NHS England, which is used when NHS clinical commissioning groups commission healthcare services other than primary care. The NHS standard contract is regularly used as a means of ensuring that national policy priorities are translated into local practice on the ground, and already contains measures to improve staff health, including through the food environment. However, we recognise that other alternative measures for implementing new proposals exist, including through regulatory or licensing routes, such as the CQC Fundamental Standards Regulations, or through voluntary schemes, such as an NHS accreditation. Having considered both options, our initial view is that these approaches would risk unnecessarily delaying the pursuit of the policy aim, and/or would be unlikely to achieve the policy objective with the necessary degree of consistency across NHS providers. Question 1. Do you agree that any new arrangements should apply solely to premises run by NHS organisations, that's NHS trusts and foundation trusts, rather than to those run by providers from other sectors? Question 2. Do you agree that the inclusion of new requirements in the NHS standard contract would be an appropriate and effective approach? If not, what would be a more appropriate vehicle?